Honig.
Yes.
Is that you, Honig?
I am here. I have the green bar above me. That's me.
Okay, great. I'm actually on by, it's Chris Lassen. I'm on the telephone because I was having connectivity trouble on my laptop.
Okay.
Are you guys...
Go ahead.
Sorry, are Margie Santos and Carol Jenkins both on?
Carol Jenkins is here.
Great.
Chris, Margie's not on. This is Muriel Apparel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was trying to reach her earlier. I don't know. Seems like there were a lot of connectivity issues this morning. It took me well over half an hour to just get connected.
So, hi, this is Pat Clark speaking. Chris, my plan was to come on to this meeting to set up, by the way, Kathy Morgan is signing on now, to set up to make sure that we had everybody all set and to give the host to you so that you could admit people and whatnot, but that's not going to happen if you're on the phone. So we have a couple of issues. One is I can stay on to make sure that everybody is on, and since I'm now the host, if I leave, you all disappear. So if I don't have anybody to hand the host properties to, then I will stay on. The second sniglet is, did you assign a spotlighter?
I did not assign a spotlighter. But I think I was under the impression that LaTanya was normally handling that end of things. I could be wrong.
Well, I sent you an email before the last meeting to remind you that the spotlighting position is now gone because I was no longer in charge of setting up these meetings. And I sent an email to ask you whether or not you had set that up before the last January meeting. But I know that Rhea is busy with note-taking today.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and LaTanya is out. LaTanya is out.
Yeah.
Yes,
I just found out. I think I assumed that that's right. I was under the assumption when I got your email that Rhea would be handling that going forward, but and then I saw the note yesterday that she would be taking minutes. So that, that's impossible to do both, right? Yeah.
Right. So what I can do is I can offer you to stay and spotlight and be the host for today, but that's something that will have to be resolved for the next meeting.
Okay.
And I'm only able to do that because my meeting got canceled today. I was supposed to be interpreting right now, but that got canceled because of the storm. Also, just wanted to remind people that getting connected to Zoom has proved to be difficult, not only here, but in other locations. And so we may have some glitches in the meeting. And Madam Chair, if you're ready, I can read the reminders to people, and then I can do the spotlighting. Let me just, there we go. Hannah, would you like me to do that?
Yeah.
Yep. everyone. Just some reminders about the meeting and how it will be run. At the beginning, we do a roll call. Please call the name slowly for the captioner and the interpreters. All members are asked to keep their cameras on, but once their roll call is done, if you could put your cameras off, because it makes it easier for the interpreters to identify individuals and the screen doesn't move. Deaf and deafblind participants will keep their cameras on during the meeting. During the roll call, introductions, and voting, please proceed slowly for CART and the interpreters. And when possible, when each person should be showing their face on the screen when they have any comments, so please turn your screen on when you have a comment, and then when you are done with your comment, if you could close your screen. Please monitor your microphone and have it muted when you're not speaking. Background noise is distracting for the interpreters in CART and makes it hard to hear or interpreting. We will be spotlighting individuals who are deaf or deafblind who are speaking. Please give a moment for the spotlighting to happen before you start speaking. If you have a question, feel free to raise your hand or click on the little icon, raise hand. And the spotlighter will let Hannah know when there are individuals who have their hand up so that she will know. Chris, I assume you're running the meeting, or Hannah, are you running the meeting?
I think I can go with the meeting, but Chris pretty much answers.
Yeah, I can. Pat, I think I'm waiting to be let into the meeting on Zoom finally after I just found another way to try to get in. I don't know if you can let me in.
There you go. And just one more reminder for individuals: when you speak, please state your name. I'm done, Hannah.
I have a question. As a chair, I will try to guide you through the meeting. Now I will not unmute because as we go along, I will say what's the next on the agenda. Is that okay?
Fine with me.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So Lisa here, just confirming that the interpreters will be spotlighted and the interpreter clarified. Pat Clark will be handling that.
You ready to go? You need to unmute yourself.
There we go. better, I imagine.
It is.
Okay. Should we proceed with a call of the roll?
We can do that, but yes, why don't we go ahead? Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. All right, so Hannah Tyler?
I'm here.
Barbara Clunan?
I'm here.
Great. Let's see. Cherie Burns? Okay. I don't hear a response from Cherie. Elise Arsenault?
I'm present.
Okay. Eric Kringle? Okay, don't hear Eric. Now, I believe Heidi Hanair has now been replaced by Alvin Chegg. Am I right about that?
That is correct.
Is Alvin here?
I do not see him here.
Okay. Chris Lassen is here. Jesse Stanley?
Yeah.
Okay. Karen Olson?
I'm here.
Oh, great. Kathy Morgan?
I'm here.
Muriel Aparo?
I'm here.
Okay. Carol Jenkins?
I am here.
Okay. And Ms. Telford replacing Tara Brown Ogilvy for Helen Keller?
I'm here.
Great. Okay. Is that Christine Telford? I'm sorry?
Yes. Great. Christine Telford.
Great. Thanks, Christine. Wayne Seidel?
Good morning. I am here.
Great. And others who are... Oh, Sandy Miles. I beg your pardon.
I'm here.
Great. Okay. Is there anyone on the committee whose name... Oh, Lisa Flaherty Vaughn. Thank you.
I'm here. Yes. Hello.
Okay. And Marjorie Santos?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Who are there others present whose names I did not call?
Hi, Chris. Chris, this is Mary Johns. I'm here.
Oh, great, Mary. Okay, Mary Johns. Crystal Kelly.
I'm here.
Okay. And I believe Ray Martin is taking the minutes. Is that accurate?
Yes, I am here to take minutes.
Great. And for spotlighting, it's Pat. Are there others whose names I somehow omitted? Okay. Okay, and again, seems like a... Just again, one last time, in the event that somebody came in later, three members whose names I did not hear replying were Alvin Chegg. Has Alvin come in at all? Okay. Eric Kringle and Cherie Burns. Okay. All right. Great. So, Madam Chair, do you want to
go to the first item on the agenda.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Welcome, everyone, in a nice, blizzardy, beautiful, white snow day. I give you a lot of credit for coming in, and I'm glad we're still having the meeting, because it is really important that we did have the meeting. It's been postponed already. Okay, so we covered the protocol, and first I have on the agenda an introduction, including new BESPE director, Carol Jenkins. Chris?
Good morning.
Oh, go ahead, Carol.
Welcome, Carol.
Yes, thank you for having me. Would you like me to give a little background on myself?
Sure.
I moved here from Nebraska, where I worked at the Commission for the Blind there. My journey in rehabilitation started when I was receiving services as a blind person myself. I was then hired as a vocational rehabilitation counselor, where I worked with a deafblind caseload. I then received education in deafblind rehabilitation from Northern Illinois University and in partnership from the Helen Keller National Center. I also have educational background in elementary education and early childhood development. So after I was a vocational rehabilitation counselor, I was the supervisor of our orientation and training center, where I supervised adults who wanted to receive immersion training in blindness skills. I was then promoted to deputy director of the Commission for the Blind in Nebraska, and I then received a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling. So that's kind of a brief synopsis of myself. Is there anything else you would like to know?
No, that's fabulous. Thank you for the introduction. And
this is Lisa Faraday. I have my hand raised. Hello. Sure. It's so nice to meet you, Carol. This is Lisa. And, okay, hold on 1 second. The Zoom moved. So I just wanted to say hello. My name is Lisa Flaherty Mon, and I've been here for many years. I would just like to, on behalf of the deaf and blind community, Jesse and the others, we'd love to get together with you and sit down and let you know us someday. We could have just a face-to-face meeting if we can. Thank you so much.
This is Carol. Yes, that would be wonderful. Please just send me an email and we can get something scheduled.
Do.
Okay, that's great. On the agenda now, we have number 3, old business. Would that be Chris? Could you please tell us? On the first is approval of minutes. So from October 25th, 2022, that's been a while, let's give it a couple minutes to review for any errors, and then we can make corrections, and then we'll be able to move on.
Chris, this is Jack Clark. I just wanted to let you know that somebody else joined the meeting after you did roll call.
Okay. Was that Alvin?
No.
Okay, because Alvin is just wrote that he's looking for the link. Let's see.
Sal.
Al Sylvester?
Yes.
Hi, Al.
Yeah. Great, Chris.
Great. Excellent.
Apologies for my tardiness, but here I am.
Okay, great.
I've been able to give Alvin the link.
Oh, thank you so much, Pat.
Okay, I'm a Tyler here. Are there any corrections or errors that anyone has seen on the old business from October?
This is Karen Olson.
Okay.
This is very minor, but you have me as a voting member who's absent that day, and yet I helped approve the minutes, although my name was spelled wrong. So I was looking to see if there was another person on the committee who's name was Olsen, but I didn't see. So, and I just can't remember if I was there or not. That was a long time ago. So, again, minor, but thought I'd point it out.
Okay, well, we'll certainly make a note of that. Since there are no errors, I mean, other than that, we will approve the minutes. All in favor? I'm assuming all in favor, unless you're opposed, raise your hand.
I approve.
Okay. Well, we will approve the minutes.
So Lisa says I second them.
Pardon?
Lisa said I second the minutes to be approved.
Terrific. Then that's we have approved the minute. Terrific. Let's move on for the second in line, and that's update on deafblind technology program.
Hi, this is Muriel.
Yes, hello.
And I have that information. Hi, Hannah, and everyone. Okay. So for the second quarter for the assistive technology program, we have October 1st, 2022 to December 31st, 2022. We were able to serve three consumers. Of those three consumers, two of them received accessories, so something like a mouse or a cover for their iPad. And the other individuals was for maintenance on the equipment that they received. Mm-hmm. Total assessment spent for the year to date is $1,446. Equipment for upgrades and inventory is $7,800. Installation and training for all those devices for the year to date is $8,300. Administrative costs, that's for me to administer and order equipment, verify eligibility, and just work with the consumers, and that's at $8,200. Outreach, we're doing actually very good with outreach right now. We've been doing a lot of meetings with some of the deafblind consumers. We've been having sponsorships to different events to try to get the word out of the program. And right now we've spent $4,400 on outreach. The total spent for quarter two was $10,922. In the second quarter, evaluators are working with consumers on the maintenance of devices that are not working properly. The Connecticut Tech Act project, consumers we serve, thanks to Chris Lassen, I was able to approve an individual that's never received services from us before. So we always look forward to being reaching out to everyone, whether we've helped them in the past, but we do look forward and are very excited when we can add someone who's never received our services before. On October 14th, I attended the Disability Employment Fair in New Britain. It was well attended, so we got a lot of information out regarding our programs, and we always like to do that. October 27th, I presented our programs. I met with 10 deafblind individuals. We were able to meet with them. Margie and I, Margie Santos from BESBE, and I were able to explain our programs, what we have to offer, and who they can contact for what services they need. Because there seems to have been, in the past, a confusion of BESBE services and access through technology services. And so we wanted to clarify things. And it really went well. This meeting really went well. And since then, Margie and I have met with 4 individual consumers one-on-one. And I am presently getting them services again through our program. And we have another one that we're going to schedule in May. To meet with anybody else who is looking to meet with us one-on-one and try to get updated on their application so we can help them. And that's all I have to report. Is there any questions?
This is Lisa Flaherty Vaughn. Hello. Thank you. One moment. Thank you for sharing with us. Just to be honest with you, a little concerned about the tech and BESBE programs working together. To me, it seems like a conflict of interest. One is under the state and one is under the federal, and those monies don't really mix. And so I think that's where maybe the confusion is from. Maybe the program should be more separate. I'm not sure whether there should be co-meetings because, you know, I just think that that causes a lot of confusion for the consumers. Thank you.
Lisa, this is Muriel. We've actually found it very helpful. We've gotten very good feedback from individuals. Margie and I, a lot of our services interact with each other. And we do work very well trying to present all this information out to you. You know, I don't know going forward what we are under the same agency. So I don't, and I can't understand, you know, once we describe everything as to what services we are and the devices we have, I'm more than happy to try to clarify things with each individual, which is why we're trying to set up individual meetings. And this way, with the shortage of interpreters and the availability of interpreters, if we can set up meetings ahead of time and we can utilize the time that we have with Margie doing her portion and then my doing my portion, it has worked. I'm willing to look at other things for us to handle this. And Chris, if you have any